It's Wednesday, October 10th, AD 2018. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Florida Governor Rick Scott warned that Hurricane Michael is a quote-unquote monstrous hurricane, which is expected to make landfall in the Florida Panhandle this afternoon as a Category 3 hurricane, reports wonderground.com. It developed into a hurricane on Monday, and by Tuesday, more than 180,000 people were under mandatory evacuation orders. Before Judge Brett Kavanaugh took his oath of office, listen to how President Donald Trump apologized to him for the way he had been treated during the bitter partisan confirmation process.
On behalf of our nation, I want to apologize to Brett and the entire Kavanaugh family for the terrible pain and suffering you have been forced to endure. Those who step forward to serve our country deserve a fair and dignified evaluation, not a campaign of political and personal destruction based on lies and deception. What happened to the Kavanaugh family violates every notion of fairness, decency, and due process. A man or a woman must always be presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty. And with that, I must state that you, sir, under historic scrutiny, were proven innocent.
Judge Kavanaugh made it clear that he would not allow the partisan attacks prevent him from being a fair-minded Supreme Court justice.
The Senate confirmation process was contentious and emotional. That process is over. My focus now is to be the best justice I can be. I take this office with gratitude and no bitterness. On the Supreme Court, I will seek to be a force for stability and unity. My goal is to be a great justice for all Americans and for all of America. I will work very hard to achieve that goal. I was not appointed to serve one party or one interest, but to serve one nation.
Judge Kavanaugh went on to say, quote, "A good judge must be an umpire, a neutral and impartial decider who favors no litigant or policy," end quote. He also said that his approach to life will remain the same, noting that he would, quote, "heed the message of Matthew 25," end quote, committing to, quote, "continue to volunteer to serve the least fortunate among us. I will continue to coach, teach, and tutor. I will continue to strive to be a good friend, colleague, husband, and dad," end quote. In Matthew 25:35, Jesus said, "For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me." Recently retired Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy was the one who swore in Judge Kavanaugh to take his vacant seat. This was the first time in U.S. history that a retiring Supreme Court justice administered the oath to someone who once worked for him to fill the seat he vacated.
I, Brett M. Kavanaugh, do solemnly swear that I will administer justice without respect to persons and do equal right to the poor and to the rich, and that I will faithfully and impartially discharge and perform all the duties incumbent upon me as Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States under the Constitution and laws of the United States. So help me God.
In the latest shakeup for President Donald Trump's administration, UN Ambassador Nikki Haley abruptly announced yesterday that she is resigning at the end of the year, reports the Associated Press. The news blindsided some key U.S. allies and many congressional Republicans involved in foreign policy matters, and it came less than a month before congressional elections, thwarting White House efforts to project an image of stability, with the loss of one of the highest-profile women in the administration at a time when women's votes are being vigorously pursued. Voter registrations among young Americans shot up in the wake of pop megastar Taylor Swift's Instagram post urging her 112 million Instagram followers to get out the vote and support Democratic candidates, reports CNBC. Vote.org says nearly 65,000 Americans, ages 18 to 29, registered to vote in the roughly 24 hours after the singer-songwriter's social media rallying cry. By noon on Tuesday, that number had grown to more than 102,000. About 70% of which came from voters below the age of 25. Republican House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy will introduce a bill this week that will fully fund President Donald Trump's planned wall along the U.S. border with Mexico, adding another $23.4 billion to the already budgeted $1.6 billion, setting the midterm elections up as a referendum on immigration policy, reports Breitbart News. Another cultural line is about to be crossed. Lesbian actress Ruby Rose will portray a lesbian Batwoman on the CW television network, according to The Hollywood Reporter. And finally, for more than a decade, women have used abortion pill reversal as a means to stop their in-progress chemical abortions and save their unborn babies' lives, reports the Christian Post. Now, Heartbeat International, which took the reins of the protocol's 24/7 helpline, says the protocol has led to the births of more than 500 babies, with another 100 on the way. Abortion Pill Rescue, the network of more than 400 medical practitioners who administer the protocol, answers well over 100 calls per month from its 24/7 helpline at 1-877-558-0333, which is now run by Heartbeat International's Option Line. Proverbs 24:11 declares, "Rescue those being led away to death. Hold back those staggering toward slaughter." And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, October 10th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.